You're listening to Comedy Central.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Please welcome David Chang. Welcome, sir.
Excited to be here.
Welcome to the show. Glad that you're here. Disappointed you didn't bring any fried chicken with you. I'm addicted to a lot of your food, and so many other people are. This Netflix series has started off with a bang. People are loving it. Why the title? Ugly Delicious.
Well, as you saw in that clip, I grew up eating really well. My mom cooked a lot of Korean things, and growing up in Northern Virginia, it wasn't that cool. In fact, I was like the butt of many jokes. So when I started cooking professionally, those were the foods that I never wanted to touch because I was ashamed of it, or I just didn't want to like embrace it. And that sort of encapsulates a lot of the foods that I think are truly delicious, but may not be cool or is looks good on a photograph sometimes,
right.
Like a curry is a perfect example. A bowl of curry is so good, but isn't something that's going to be on the cover of a magazine.
And for you growing up, your food was a part of your culture, but it was also something that people used to tease you about. Do you think that that's a big part of food, is the cultural identity that comes with it?
Absolutely, because we're at not a crossroads, but food is more popular than ever before, and it sort of intersects so many different parts of culture throughout the world.
Right.
So in so many ways, you know, creating the show with Morgan Neville and Eddie Schmidt, we decided that food could be sort of a Trojan horse to talk about many of the great things in culture and many of the bad things in culture.
Right, like for instance with Chinese food. There's an episode where you delve into Chinese food, and it feels like it's less about the Chinese food itself and about how Chinese people in America have had to assimilate and what that means and how the food has had to assimilate in many ways to fit in with American culture. What did you learn in that experience when looking at Chinese food on its own in America?
I mean, it goes all the way back to when they came to work on the railroads and how they were marginalized way back then in the 1890s or so. And without getting too much in the history, I feel like as delicious as Chinese food is, and it's like the most prevalent kind of food throughout the world, it seems, it's never been seen as like as cool as other European cuisines.
Right.
And quite frankly, I think that there has been a lot of sort of hidden racism in how people perceive not just Chinese food, like basically anything that's like different than the mainstream America, right? And you see that with MSG or how people see like cheap meats in Asian restaurants, Chinese restaurants. And a lot of that's not true, right? They're just, you know, not even misperceptions. They're just wrong, right?
It's interesting that you bring up racism with regards to food because those are stereotypes that you see, you know, rearing their ugly heads all over the world. You know, people go, oh, watermelon, black people, and chicken, black people, and they'll be like, oh, you eat this type of food if you're Asian and you eat this. There are certain ideas that come from food. There are certain stories that are told by the food. There's an episode where you talk about fried chicken. And what I loved is in the story, you know, you're out in the South. You're meeting with people who cook fried chicken, white people who make fried chicken. Did you find that it was interesting to speak to people about where the chicken came from, how it came to be popularized, and how they saw the story as it related to the food?
Absolutely. And I think first and foremost about fried chicken, it's a story that, you know, a lot of people don't know about. Everyone, I think, that eats chicken will find it to be a fried chicken to be delicious.
Right. Like,
again, the world over almost. But the story of how it was born out of oppression and slavery, for the most part, the fried chicken that we all most are commonly associate with, that's a really tough story to tell, right? And if we can't talk about fried chicken, how are we supposed to talk about other things that are problematic?
Right.
So, and going back to the popularity of fried chicken shops, there's a scene where I'm talking to my friends, really, and questioning them, the same questions I'd answer myself. And the reality is, it's like, it's a responsibility that I think today in 2018 that we should know more about and we should talk about. And it's not easy to talk about.
Right.
I mean, I think you have to watch the episode because I think we're not trying to answer anything. We're just trying to start the conversation about
right.
that because it's just too dense of a topic.
Do you feel like that's something people could do, like at restaurants? Like the waiter should have to tell you about the history of the food when they give it to you? So you should be like, what are you gonna have? I'll have the fried chicken. Let me tell you about slavery and oppression. Like, this chicken over here comes from a long history of people being oppressed. And you're like, I'm gonna go with the rice. Can I go with the rice?
No, it's not about that. I mean, certainly it could be, but we live in a world where there's so much information at your fingertips. Like, why not go down that rabbit hole just a little bit? And, you know, there's a scene in that fried chicken episode where it's not about fried chicken, where I say to David Simon, great director of The Wire, where I'm like, hey, I would have a problem if someone that's not Korean starts making kimchi.
Right.
And he sort of smacks me down being like, you're an idiot, right? Like, America is about cultural appropriation when it's done, like, very well, if
right.
that makes any sense. And I thought about that, and I was like, man, he's absolutely right in the sense that the only way I'm going to get this person that's making kimchi to appreciate kimchi is to let them go down the rabbit hole.
Right.
And maybe they're going to be the biggest advocate of it, but if I'm there judging them, saying, like, you can't do this,
right.
why, then I'm not making any progress there. So I feel the same way about fried chicken, and I think that I could have been that fried chicken shop down in Nashville because I love hot fried chicken so much. Of
right.
course, the first thing you want to do is pay homage, but it's a problem sometimes, right? What happens if you start killing the very thing that inspired you?
Right, that's really interesting. And that's, I think, what the show does. It asks questions, it starts conversations, and most importantly, it makes me hungry as shit. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks, Trevor.
Amazing to have you here. Ugly Delicious is available on Netflix now. David Chang, everybody.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.